Morning, this is Chelsea and Izzy with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, a Queensland man has been charged with performing a Nazi salute at the anti-immigration rally on August 31st. ABC News made police inquiries after being sent a photo of a man raising his arm in what is alleged to be a Nazi salute. The 39-year-old Caboolture man was arrested on September 16th by investigators from the Security and Counter-Terrorism Command. A Queensland police spokesperson confirmed that the man has been charged with one count of public display of giving a Nazi salute. He is expected to appear in the Caboolture Magistrates Court on October 7.
David Littleproud, the leader of the Federal Nationals Party, has called for the Queensland state government to scrap the state's coal mining royalties scheme. The call comes after the multinational mining corporation BHP blamed the royalties scheme for its decision to cut 750 jobs earlier this week. The statement government maintained that it would not make no changes to the scheme. State Treasurer David Janetsky blamed rising production costs and lower coal prices on the job losses. Mr. Janetsky said, quote, "This is a disappointing commercial decision by a multinational mining giant that just 4 weeks ago posted a $16 billion profit," unquote. Between 2022 and 2024, the Queensland government profited $31 billion from the scheme following reforms from the Labor state government. Projected revenue over the next 4 years is expected to decline gradually, but still bring in a total of $30.2 billion.
And just a content warning, this story contains themes of suicide. In national news, ANU Chancellor Julie Bishop has continued to reject allegations of bullying made against her during a Senate committee hearing. The allegations made by ANU demographer Liz Allen included claims that Ms. Bishop's, quote, "hostile and arrogant behaviour contributed to bullying that drove her to near suicide and a miscarriage," end quote. Ms. Bishop said that while she could refute each of the allegations made against her, doing so in a public manner would compromise the ongoing workplace grievance process. ANU Vice Chancellor Genevieve Bell resigned last week following pressure in the wake of criticism over her handling of forced redundancies within the university.
And a positive spin for your national news, a newly released TV series inspired by the movie Top End Wedding has become a warm representation of the phrase, "It takes a village." Top End Bub, starring Lara Kia and Tiwi actor Miranda Tapsell, follows the life of a blended family. After a young couple moves from Adelaide to Darwin to take care of their orphaned niece, nicknamed Bub, this story celebrates the kinship of the Tiwi people. Being a, quote, "empowering moment for Tapsell," end quote, Top End Bub has spotlighted the Australia's First Nation talents, much of the soundtrack featuring Indigenous musicians including King Stingray, Baker Boy and Jem Casadaley, as the series spotlights Australians' First Nation talent. Following the story and celebrate representation in Top End Bub, now streaming on Prime Video.
In international news, Saudi Arabia and Pakistan have signed a mutual defence pact strengthening the decades-long partnership. Pakistan is the only Muslim-majority nation to have nuclear weapons and also holds the Islamic world's largest army. The deal comes at a time when the Saudi Arabian state has grown concerns over the United States' reliability as a security guarantor. Pakistan has long supported its neighbouring state deploying 1,500 and 1,200 troops into Saudi Arabia for military support. The Saudi state has further been supporting ally to Pakistan, given the recent conflict with India, and expressed the need for regional stability between the two nations. A Saudi official said the new pact is, quote, "a comprehensive defense agreement that encompasses all military means," end quote, and that, quote, "this is not a response to specific countries or specific events, but an institutionalization of longstanding and deep cooperation between our two countries."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. Summer is well on the way. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 28, and the fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.